Until I see your monkey ass drop and let your homies know who done it. Cause when it comes to this gangsta shit, you motherfuckers know who run it. We standing up for our own shit. And if you put this motherfucker to the test, you gotta realize something, nigga.
You fucking with the very
bitch. I got this killer up inside of me. I can't talk to my mother, so I talk to my diary. I'm talking to
mother shit, son of a.
Hello, Peter. What's happening?
We have sort of a problem here.
Yeah, you apparently didn't put one of the new cover sheets on your TPS reports.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry about that. I forgot.
Yeah. You see, we're putting the cover sheets on all TPS reports now before they go out. Did you see the memo about this?
Yeah, I have the memo right here. I just, forgot. But, it's not shipping out till tomorrow, so there's no problem.
Yeah. If you could just go ahead and make sure you do that from now on, that would be great. And, I'll go ahead and make sure you get another copy of that memo. Okay?
Yeah, no, I have the memo. I've got it. It's right.
Hello, Phil.
What's happening?
Milton.
Hi. Could you turn that down just a little bit?
Well, I was told that I could listen to the radio at a reasonable volume from 9 to 11.
Yeah, no, I know you're allowed to. I was just thinking maybe like a, you know, personal favor.
Well, I told Bill that if Sandra's going to listen to her headphones while she's falling, then I should be able to listen to the radio while I'm collating. Uh-huh. So I don't see why I should have to turn down the radio because I enjoy listening at a reasonable volume.
Thanks.
From 9 to 11.
Melton.
Hi, Peter. What's happening? We need to talk about your TPS reports.
Yeah, the cover sheet, I know. Bill talked to me about it.
Yeah. Did you get that memo?
Yeah, I got the memo. And I understand the policy, and the problem is just that I forgot the one time, and I've already taken care of it, so it's not even really a problem anymore.
Ah, yeah. It's just we're putting new cover sheets on all the TPS reports before they go out now, so if you could go ahead and try to remember to do that from now on, that'd be great. All right.
Peter Gibbons. Yes. I have the memo.
No, not again. Why does it say paper jam when there is no paper jam? I swear to God, one of these days I just kick this piece of shit out the window.
You and me both, man. I think it's lucky I'm not armed.
Piece of shit.
Sam, Naga.
No. Please.
Michael Bolton?
That's me.
Wow, is that your real name?
Yeah.
So are you related to that singer guy?
No, it's just a coincidence.
Oh.
No one in this country can ever pronounce my name right. It's not that hard. Nai-i-na-na-jad.
Yeah, well, at least your name isn't Michael Bolton.
You know, there's nothing wrong with that name.
There was nothing wrong with it until I was about 12 years old and that no-talent ass clown became famous and started winning Grammys.
Well, why don't you just go by Mike instead of Michael?
No way. Why should I change? He's the one who sucks.
Hey, guys.
What's up, G?
Want to go to Tchotchke's? Get some coffee?
It's a little early. I
gotta get out of here. I think I'm gonna lose it.
Uh-oh. Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
Boy, I tell you, some days, one of these days, it's just gonna be like...
So can I get you gentlemen something more to drink? Or maybe something to nibble on? Some pizza shooters, shrimp poppers, or extreme fajitas?
Just coffee.
Okay. Sounds like a case of the Mondays.
What if we're still doing this when we're 50?
It would be nice to have that kind of job security.
Lumberg's gonna have me work on Saturday. I can tell already. I'm gonna end up doing it because I'm a big pussy. Which is why I work at Inatech to begin with.
I work at Inatech and I don't consider myself a pussy, okay?
Yes, I am also not a pussy.
Fact, they're going to find out the hard way that I'm not a pussy if they don't start treating their software people better.
That's right.
I don't understand. I could program a virus that would rip that place off big time.
Yeah.
Big time.
Oh, there she is.
Peter, you always talk about this girl. If you're so obsessed with her, why don't you just ask her out?
Oh, I can't do that. Just another asshole customer. You can't just walk up to a waitress and ask her out. Besides, still trying to work it out with Anne. That reminds me. I'm not going to be able to play poker with you guys on Friday.
Why not?
I'm going to see this occupational hypnotherapist with Anne.
Dude, an occupational hypnotherapist?
Yeah, I know. Anne wants me to go. She thinks it might help. You know, sometimes I think that... I get thinking that she's cheating on me.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah. What is that supposed to mean?
Nothing. Look, why don't you just tell Anne that you're not into hypnosis and you want to play poker with us?
I can't do that. She'll get all pissed off. And besides, I think that the guy might actually be able to help. I mean, he did help Anne lose weight.
Peter, she's anorexic.
Yeah, I know. The guy's really good.
Yeah, well, I don't think any occupational hypnotherapist is going to help you solve any of your problems. Okay? Hey, and speaking of problems,
What's this I hear about you having problems with your TPS reports?
Yeah. Didn't you get that memo?
Hey, guys! Peter!
Is that Smakowski?
Come here!
What's he doing?
Oh, probably working on another heart attack.
I've been looking all over for you guys. Have you seen this? I knew it!
What? It's a staff meeting. So what?
So what? We're all screwed, that's what. They're going to downsize Intertech.
What are you talking about, Tom? Now, how do you know that?
How do I know? They're bringing in a consultant. That's how I know. That's what this staff meeting's all about. It happened at Intertrode last year. You have to interview with this consultant. They call them efficiency experts, but what you're really doing is interviewing for your own job.
Tom, every week you say you're going to lose your job, and you're still here.
Not this time. I bet I'm the first one laid off. Just the thought of having to go to the state unemployment office and stand in line with those scumbags!
Shit.
You know, there are people in this world that don't have to put up with all this shit. Like that guy that invented the pet rock. You see, that's what you have to do. You have to use your mind and come up with some really great idea like that, and you can make millions, never have to work again.
You think the pet rock was a really great idea?
Sure it was. The guy made $1 million. You know, I had an idea like that once, a long time ago.
Really? What was it, Tom?
Well, all right. It was a jump to conclusions, Matt. You see, it would be this mat that you would put on the floor and would have different conclusions written on it that you could jump to.
That is the worst idea I've ever heard in my life, Tom.
Yes. Yes, it's horrible, this idea.
Look, I gotta get out of here. I'll see you guys later, if I still have a job.
Our high school guidance counselor used to ask us what you would do if you had $1 million. Didn't have to work. And then invariably, whatever you'd say, that was supposed to be your career. So if you wanted to fix old cars, then you're supposed to be an auto mechanic.
So what did you say?
I never had an answer. I guess that's why I'm working at Intertech.
No. You're working at Intertech because that question is bullshit to begin with. If everyone listened to her, there'd be no janitors because no one would clean shit up if they had $1 million.
You know what I would do if I had $1 million? I would invest half of it in low-risk mutual funds and then take the other half over to my friend Asadullah, who works in securities.
Samir, you're missing the point. The point of the exercise is that you're supposed to figure out what you would want to do if... PC load letter? What the fuck does that mean?
Damn it. Lawrence, can't you just pretend like we can't hear each other through the wall?
Oh, sorry, man. Ann over there or something?
No, but... if you want to talk to me, just come over.
Hey, man. Check this out, dude.
The key is early detection. Tumors that are detected...
Oh, jeez, Lawrence.
Well, I'm sorry, man. I thought you wanted to see this. Doesn't that chick look like Ann?
Yeah, a little bit.
Hey, she hasn't been over here in a while. You two still going out?
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. Sometimes I get the feeling like she's cheating on me.
Yeah, I get that feeling too, man.
What do you mean by that?
I don't know, man. I just get that feeling looking at her like she's the type of chick that would just... I'm sorry, man. Look, I you know, I'm talking out of my ass. I don't know.
Forget it. Don't worry. It's all right. I had a rough day.
Tell me about it, man.
Oh, I gotta wake my ass up at 6 a.m. every day this week. Drag up to Las Galindas. Yeah, I'm doing the drywall up there at the new McDonald's.
Let me ask you something. When you come in on Monday and you're not feeling real well, does anyone ever say to you, sounds like someone has a case of the Mondays?
No. No, man. Shit, no, man. I believe you get your ass kicked saying something like that, man. Huh. We still going fishing this weekend?
Lumberg's gonna have me come in on Saturday. I just know it.
We can get out of that easily.
Yeah. How?
Well, when a boss wants you to work on Saturday, he generally asks you at the end of the day, right?
Yeah.
So all you gotta do is avoid him. That's all right. I got it. The last few hours on Friday. Duck out early. Turn off your answering machine. You should be home free, man.
That's a really good idea.
Fucking A, man.
Lawrence, what would you do if you had $1 million?
I'll tell you what I'd do, man. Two chicks at the same time, man.
That's it? You had $1 million, you'd do two chicks at the same time?
Damn straight. I always wanted to do that, man. And I think if I were a millionaire, I could hook that up, too, because chicks dig dudes with money.
Well, not all chicks.
Well, the type of chicks that double up on a dude like me do.
Good point.
Well, what about you now? What would you do?
Besides two chicks at the same time?
Well, yeah.
Nothing.
Nothing, huh?
I would relax. I would sit on my ass all day. I would do nothing.
Well, you don't need $1 million to do nothing, man. Take a look at my cousin. He's broke, don't do shit.
So, you should ask yourself, with every decision you make, is this good for the company? Am I helping with
the guy?
Company's strategic vision?
Okay, then. I'd like to go ahead and welcome a new member to our team here. This is Bob Slidell. Yeah. Bob is a consultant. Yeah, he's going to be sort of helping us out a little here, asking some questions, maybe seeing if there are some ways we can make things run a little more smoothly around here. Yeah.
Oh, and remember, next Friday is Hawaiian Shirt Day. So, you know, if you want to, go ahead and wear a Hawaiian shirt and jeans.
But I said I don't care if they lay me off either, because I told Bill that if they move my desk one more time, then I'm quitting. I'm going to quit. And I told Dom, too, because they've moved my desk four times already this year, and I used to be over by the window, and I could see the squirrels, and they were married, but then they switched from the swing line to the Boston stapler, but I kept my swing line stapler because it didn't bind up as much, and I kept the staples for the swing line stapler.
Okay, Milton.
And, oh, no, it's not okay, because if they take my stapler, then I'll have to outfit the building on fire.
Okay, well, that sounds great. I'll talk to you later, all right? Bye. To go ahead and come in tomorrow. So if you could be here around 9, that would be great. Okay?
Oh, and I almost forgot. I'm also going to need you to go ahead and come in on Sunday, too, okay? We lost some people this week, and we need to sort of play catch-up. Thanks.
So I was sitting in my cubicle today, and I realized ever since I started working, every single day of my life has been worse than the day before it. So that means that every single day that you see me, that's on the worst day of my life.
What about today? Is today the worst day of your life?
Yeah.
Wow, that's messed up. I'm sorry.
Is there any way that you could sort of just zonk me out so that, like, I don't know that I'm at work in here? Could I come home and think that I've been fishing all day or something?
That's really not what I do, Peter. However, the good news is I think I can help you. I want you to do something for me, Peter. I want you to try and relax. I want you to relax every muscle in your body, beginning with your toes to your fingertips. Now I want you to relax your legs. You're beginning to feel your eyelids getting heavy as you slip deeper and deeper into a state of complete relaxation. All your cares and concerns are disappearing deeper and deeper. Way down. Your concern about your job melts away. Way, way down. Now when I count backwards from three, you will be in a state of complete relaxation. Your worries, cares, and inhibitions will be gone. And you will remain in that state until I snap my fingers. Three. Deeper and deeper. Way, way down. Two. Deeper and deeper. Way down. One.
Oh my God, Dr. Swanson!
Did start at the usual time this morning. Yeah, it isn't a half day or anything like that. So if you could just go ahead and get here as soon as possible, that would be terrific. Hi, it's Bill Lumber. Yeah, it's me again. I was away from my desk for a minute, just checking in case you called while I was gone.
Hello?
Peter, what's going on?
Huh?
It's 3:30. Why aren't you at work?
Because I didn't feel like it.
Peter, what's gotten into you? First you just sit there while Dr. Swanson dies, then you just walk out of the car and embarrass me in front of my friends, and don't blame this on hypnosis either. That's total... asshole. Nobody hangs up on me. We're through. Oh, and one more thing. I've been cheating on you!
So from now on, only use the new timesheets if you've worked on two or more job codes in one day and you need the extra columns to fit it all in. Otherwise, use the old timesheets, and I think this new system will really, really help us out.
What the hell is that guy?
So, any questions?
Hi, I'm Peter.
Hi, can I help you?
What are you doing for lunch today?
Well, our specials today are blackened chicken, and it's actually right there on the board. Excuse me.
Hey, look who's back. Table for three.
I was asking what you were doing for lunch. Would you like to have lunch with me?
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think I'm supposed to do that.
Oh. Okay, well, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'm going to go next door and get a table, and if you'd like to join me, no big deal, all right? And if not, that's cool, too, okay?
Okay.
All right.
When you say next door, do you mean Chili's or Flingers?
Flingers.
Okay.
What you do in Initech is you take the specifications from the customers and you bring them down to the software engineers.
Yes, yes, that's right.
Well, then I just have to ask, why couldn't the customers just take them directly to the software people, huh?
Well, I'll tell you why. Because engineers are not good at dealing with customers.
Uh-huh. So you physically take the specs from the customer?
Well, no, my secretary does that, or the fax. Huh.
So then you must physically bring them to the software people.
Well, no. Yeah, I mean, sometimes.
What would you say you do here?
Well, look, I already told you. I deal with the goddamn customers so the engineers don't have to. I have people skills. I am good at dealing with people. Can't you understand that? What the hell is wrong with you people? Hey.
Let's see. You are Michael Bolton?
Yeah.
Is that your real name? Are you any relation to the pop singer?
No, it's just a coincidence.
Vic, I'll be honest with you. I love his music. I do. I'm a Michael Bolton fan. For my money, I don't know if it gets any better than when he sings When a Man Loves a Woman.
But you must really love his music, huh?
Yeah, he's pretty good, I guess.
You're goddamn right he is.
Right.
So tell me, what's your favorite song of his?
I don't know. I guess I sort of like them all.
So, Ryan, I'm the exact same way, but it must be twice as hard for you being have the same name as him. I celebrate the guy's entire catalog. Anyway, let's get down to business, Michael.
You know, you can just call me Mike.
Hi.
Hey.
I wonder if I'm allowed to wear this in here.
I think it'll be okay. Would you like to sit down?
Okay. Wow. This place is really nice.
Yeah. Is it?
Yeah, oh my God, compared to tchotchkes? I like the uniforms better anyway.
I like yours. We're not in Kansas anymore.
Really?
It's on your...
Oh, yeah, that's... That's one of my pieces of flair.
What's a piece of flair?
Oh, it's where, you know, like the suspenders and buttons are all sort of... We're actually required to wear 15 pieces of flair. It's really stupid, actually.
Do you get to pick them yourself?
Yeah, you do. Although I didn't actually choose these. I just sort of grabbed, you know, 15 buttons and just... I don't even know what they say. You know, I don't really care. I don't really like talking about my flair.
Okay.
So, where do you work, Peter?
Initech.
And yeah, what do you do there?
I sit in a cubicle, and I update bank software for the 2000 switch.
What's that?
Well, see, they wrote all this bank software, and to save space, they used 2 digits for the date instead of 4, so like 98 instead of 1998. So I go through these thousands of lines of code, and... It doesn't really matter. I don't like my job, and I don't think I'm gonna go anymore.
You're just not gonna go?
Yeah.
Won't you get fired?
I don't know. But I really don't like it, and I'm not gonna go.
So you're gonna quit?
Nuh-uh, not really. I'm just gonna stop going.
When did you decide all of that?
About an hour ago.
Really?
Yeah.
About an hour ago. So you gonna get another job?
I don't think I'd like another job.
Well, what are you gonna do about money and bills and...
You know, I've never really liked paying bills. I don't think I'm gonna do that either.
Well, so what do you want to do?
I want to take you out to dinner. And then I want to go back to my apartment and watch Kung Fu. Do you ever watch Kung Fu?
I love Kung Fu.
Channel 39.
Totally.
You should come over and watch Kung Fu tonight.
Okay.
Great.
Okay. Can we order lunch first?
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, sounds great, Bob. See you in a few.
Hi, Milton. What's happening?
I'm going to have to ask you to go ahead and move your desk again. If you could go ahead and get it as far back against that wall as possible, that would be great.
No, because I was...
That way we'll have some room for some of these boxes and things we need to put in here.
No room.
And, Oh, there it is.
What?
Here, let me just go ahead and get that from you. Great. So, if you could just get to that as soon as possible, that would be terrific. Okay? Thanks a bunch, Milton.
Bye. Yeah. Okay. I set the building on fire.
Peter. Michael. What the hell's going on, man?
I thought you were going to come in here and start shooting.
No. I just came to get my address book. I'm not going to stay. I got a phone number, Mike, that I don't want to lose.
What? Peter, you're in deep shit. You were supposed to come in on Saturday. What were you doing?
Michael, I did nothing. I did absolutely nothing, and it was everything that I thought it could be.
Well, I hope you have a better story than that for Lumberg. You know, you're supposed to be having your interview right now with the consultants.
Who?
The consultants? What has gotten into you?
Oh, yeah. Right.
Wait, Peter. You gotta postpone it, man. Tell me you've been sick. Make something up.
Oh, no way. No, I feel great. It's the best day of my life.
Looks better. Looks like a Peter Gibbons.
Uh-huh.
Oh, there you are. We were just talking about you. You must be Peter Gibbons. Uh-huh. Terrific. I'm Bob Slidell. This is my associate, Bob Porter.
Hi, Bob.
Bob, pretty much go ahead and grab a seat and join us for a minute or two. You see, what we're actually trying to do here is we're trying to get a feel for how people spend their day at work. So, if you would you walk us through a typical day for you?
Yeah.
Great. Well,
I generally come in at least 15 minutes late. I use the side door. That way Lumberg can't see me. And after that, I just sort of space out for about an hour.
Space out?
Yeah. I just stare at my desk. But it looks like I'm working. I do that for probably another hour after lunch, too. I'd say in a given week, I probably only do about 15 minutes of real, actual work.
Peter, would you be a good sport and indulge us and just tell us a little more?
Oh, yeah. Let me tell you something about TPS reports.
TPS, man.
The thing is, Bob, it's not that I'm lazy. It's that I just don't care.
Don't care?
It's a problem of motivation, all right? Now, if I work my ass off and Intertech ships a few extra units, I don't see another dime. So where's the motivation? And here's something else, Bob. I have 8 different bosses right now.
Beg your pardon?
8 bosses.
8?
8, Bob. So that means that when I make a mistake, I have 8 different people coming by to tell me about it. That's my only real motivation, is not to be hassled. That and the fear of losing my job. But you know, Bob, that'll only make someone work just hard enough not to get fired.
Would you bear with me for just a second, please?
Okay.
What if, and believe me,
this is so hypothetical.
But what if you were offered some kind of a stock option equity sharing program? Would that do anything for you?
I don't know, I guess. Listen, I'm going to go. It's been really nice talking to both of you guys.
Absolutely. The pleasure's all on this side of the table, trust me.
Good luck with your layoffs, all right? I hope your firings go really well.
Okay.
Excellent.
Great.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, Peter, what's happening? Listen,
Joanna, could you come here a minute, please?
Yeah. I'm sorry, I was late. I was having lunch, and
We need to talk about your flare.
Really? I have 15 pieces on.
Okay, 15 is the minimum. Okay.
Okay.
Now, you know, it's up to you whether or not you want to just do the bare minimum. Or, like Brian, for example, has 37 pieces of flair on today. Okay? Mm. A terrific smile.
Okay, so you want me to wear more?
Look, Joanna.
Yeah?
People can get a cheeseburger anywhere, okay? They come to Tchotchke's for the atmosphere and the attitude. Okay? That's what the flair is about. It's about fun.
Yeah. Okay, so more then, yeah?
Look, we want you to express yourself, okay? Now, if you feel that the bare minimum is enough, then okay. But some people choose to wear more, and we encourage that, okay? You do want to express yourself, don't you?
Yeah.
Okay, great, great. That's all I ask.
Okay.
Right, so there's 3 more people we can easily lose. And then there's Tom Sinkowski. He's useless.
Gone. Sounds good to me.
Here's a peculiar... Milton Wadhams.
Who's he?
You know, squirrely-looking guy, mumbles a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we can't actually find a record of him being a current employee here.
I looked into it more deeply, and I found that apparently what happened is that he was laid off 5 years ago, and no one ever told him about it. But through some kind of glitch in the payroll department, he still gets a paycheck.
So we just went ahead and fixed the glitch.
Mm. Great.
So Milton has been let go.
Well, just a second there, Professor. We fixed the glitch. So he won't be receiving a paycheck anymore, so it'll just work itself out naturally.
We always like to avoid confrontation whenever possible. Problem is solved from your end.
I'd like to move us right along to a Peter Gibbons. Now, we had a chance to meet this young man, and boy, that's just a straight shooter with upper management written all over him.
Ooh, yeah. I'm going to have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there. Yeah, he's been real flaky lately. And I'm just not sure that he's the caliber person that we would want for upper management.
He's also been having some problems with his TPS reports.
I'll have this here. We feel that the problem isn't with Peter.
Mm-mm.
It's that you haven't challenged him enough to get him really motivated.
There it is.
Yeah. Well, I'm just not sure about that right now.
Yeah, Phil, let me ask you a real quick question here. How much time would you say you spend each week dealing with these TPS reports?
Yeah.
Damn, it feels good to be a gangster. It feels good to be a gangster. A real gangster ass nigga plays his cards right. A real gangster ass nigga never runs his mouth, because real gangster ass niggas don't start fights. And niggas always got a hot cap, showing all his boys how he shot him. But real gangster ass niggas don't flex nuts, because real gangster ass niggas know they got him. And everything's cool in the mind of a gangster, because gangster ass niggas think deep. Up 365, yo, 24/7, real gangsta ass niggas don't sleep. And all I gotta say to you, wanna be, gonna be coochie eating, jealous hearted pranksters, as well as you can't search, what are you gonna do? Damn, it feels good to be a gangster.
Feels good to be a gangster.
Hi, Peter.
Feeding the poor and helping out with their bills.
Hey,
although I was born in Jamaica, now I'm in the U.S. making deals. Damn, it feels good to be a gangster. I mean, one that you don't really know. Riding around town in a drop top Benz, sitting switches in my black 6-4. Now gangsta ass niggas come in all shapes and colors. Some got killed in the past, but this gangster here was a smart one. Started living for the Lord and I last. Now all I gotta say to you, wanna be, gonna be crumb snatching, coochie eating pranksters. When the grim reaper steps up, what the hell you gonna do? Damn, it feels good to be a gangster.
So, Peter, what's happening? Now, are you going to go ahead and have those TPS reports for us this afternoon?
No.
Yeah. So, I guess we should probably go ahead and have a little talk, hmm?
Not right now, Lumberg. I'm kind of busy. In fact, look, I'm going to have to ask you to go ahead and just come back another time. I got a meeting with the Bobs in a couple of minutes.
I wasn't aware of a meeting with them.
Yeah, they called me at home.
That sounds good, Peter. And we'll go ahead and get this all fixed up for you.
Great.
F-C-C-P-P.
Hi, Milton. What's happening?
I didn't receive my paycheck this week.
You're going to have to talk to payroll about that.
I did, and they said...
Mel, we're going to need to go ahead and move you downstairs into storage B.
No,
we have some new people coming in, and we need all the space we can get.
But there's no space.
So if you could just go ahead and pack up your stuff and move it down there, that would be terrific.
I could stay. Excuse me. Yeah, I believe you have my stapler.
Looks like you've been missing a lot of work lately.
I wouldn't say I've been missing it, Bob.
Good one.
Oh, that's terrific, Peter. I'm sure you've heard some of the rumors circulating around the hallways about how we're going to be doing of house cleaning with some of the software people.
Well, Bob, I have heard that, and you got to do what you got to do.
We're going to be getting rid of these people here. First, Mr. Samir Naga. Not going to work here anymore anyway. And Mr. Mike Bolton. Everybody's going to miss him.
You're going to lay off Samir and Michael.
Oh, yeah, we're going to bring in some entry-level graduates, farm some work out to Singapore, its usual deal.
Well, standard operating procedure.
Do they know this yet?
No, no, of course not. We find it's always better to fire people on a Friday. And studies have statistically shown that there's less chance of an incident if you do it at the end of the week. Anyway, Peter, what we'd like to do is put you into position to have as many as four people working right underneath you.
This is a big promotion, Pete.
It's huge.
So you're going to fire Michael and Samir and you're going to give me more money?
Hmm?
Wow.
Hmm. Yeah. That's it. That's exactly what I need. Uh-huh. Give it to me. Come on, you little fucker. Let's go. That's what I need. Let's do that. Let's do exactly that, you little fuck.
Michael.
Hey.
Listen to me. What are you doing tonight? Michael, there comes a point in a man's life, and maybe that time for you is now, when it doesn't hurt to start thinking about the future.
No offense there, Peter. Speak for yourself there, sport. Not the one who's been flaking out at work. Now, I know you had this religious experience or whatever the hell that was, but you better snap out of it and get your shit together. You're going to get canned.
Yeah, and I... Listen, that virus you're always talking about, right? The one that could rip off the company for a bunch of money.
Yeah? What about it?
Well, how does it work?
It's pretty brilliant. What it does is every time there's a bank transaction where interest is computed, and thousands a day, the computer ends up with these fractions of a cent, which it usually rounds off. But what this does is it takes those little remainders and puts it into an account.
This sounds familiar.
Yeah, they did in Superman 3.
Right.
Yeah. Underrated movie, actually. And then there were a bunch of hackers that did in the 70s as well. One of them got busted.
Well, so they check for this now.
Hmm. No. Here's the thing. Inatech's so backed up with all the software we're updating for the year 2000, they'd never notice.
You're right. And even if they wanted to, they couldn't check all that code.
Thumbs up their asses. Thumbs up their asses.
So, Michael, what's to stop you from doing this?
It's not worth the risk. I got a good job.
What if you didn't have a good job?
Cock gobblers!
Samir and I are the best programmers they got at that place. And you haven't been showing up and you get to keep your job.
Actually, I'm being promoted.
What?
I know, Michael. It's completely unfair. And I realized something today. It's not just about me and my dream of doing nothing. It's about all of us together. I don't know what happened to me at that hypnotherapist, and I don't know, maybe it was just shock and it's wearing off now, but when I saw that fat man keel over and die, Michael, we don't have a lot of time on this earth. We weren't meant to spend it this way. Human beings were not meant to sit in little cubicles staring at computer screens all day, filling out useless forms and listening to 8 different bosses drone on about mission statements.
I told those fudge packers I like Michael Bolton's music.
That is not right, Michael. For 5 years now, you've worked your ass off at Inatech, hoping for a promotion or some kind of profit sharing or something. 5 years of your mid-20s now gone. And you're going to go in tomorrow, they're going to throw you out on the street. You know why? So that Bill Lumberg's stock will go up 0.25 point. Michael, let's make that stock go down. And let's take enough money out of that place so that we never ever have to sit in a cubicle ever again. Your software works, right?
Of course it works. That's not the point. Look, even if I wanted to, I wouldn't know how to install it. I don't know that credit union software well enough, okay?
Yeah, but Samir does.
But Peter, that's not much money.
That's the beauty of it. Each withdrawal, it's a fraction of a cent. That's too small to notice. But you take a few thousand withdrawals a day, you space it out over a couple of years, that's a few $100,000.
It's like Superman 3.
Superman 3? What? I have to leave now, okay? I have to get my resume ready.
Get your resume ready for what? For another job where they can just fire you for no reason?
That's right. If I'm lucky.
Look, I don't know about you guys, but I'm tired of being pushed around. Aren't you?
Yes, Peter. But I'm not going to do anything illegal.
Illegal? Samir, this is America. Come on, sit down. Come on. This isn't Riyadh. You know, they're not going to saw your hands off here, all right? The worst they would ever do is they would put you for a couple of months into a white-collar, minimum-security resort. Shit, we should be so lucky. Do you know they have conjugal visits there?
Really?
Yes.
Shit. I'm a free man. I haven't had a conjugal visit in 6 months.
So, what do you think?
This thing is actually pretty fail-safe, Samir.
Samir? You came here looking for a land of opportunity. And this is the knock of that opportunity. Tomorrow's your last day at Initech. You have two options, unemployment or early retirement. What's it going to be?
I have a question.
Yes.
In these conjugal visits, you can have sex with women?
Yep, you sure can. Okay, I'll do it.
That's what I'm talking about when I talk
Peter,
about America.
Have we discussed the plan, okay?
Okay, yeah, good, right.
Okay.
It works like a computer virus, right? So all we have to do is load it anywhere into the credit union mainframe and it'll do the rest.
Okay, you guys get me that disk and I'll take care of it from there. But listen, before we go any further, all right? We have to swear to God, Allah, that nobody knows about this but us, all right? No family members, no girlfriends, nobody.
Of course.
Agreed.
Don't worry, man, I won't tell anyone either.
What the fuck is that?
No, don't worry about him. He's cool. All right. Now, here's how I see it all going down.
Peter, congratulations. This is one heck of a promotion.
Thank you, Bob.
And we'll go ahead and get some people into you right away.
It makes me wonder.
I got something for your mind, your body, and your soul. I got something for your mind, your body, and
it's pathetic. Here comes the big-headed, naked-ass dipping, sipping on Kovacier. Goddamn, I must have to floss today. Now pimping ain't easy, but it's necessary. So I'm chasing bitches like Tom chased Jerry. I put the pedal to the floor in my two-tone Ford Explorer. You know how it's done. My sound bumping, ain't that something? Jumped on the 110. She's flying in the blazer like Ghost Speed Racer, but I ain't gonna chase her like Racer X. But I won't flex till it's time to have sex. So when you wanna get together, cause you know a nigga like me is down for whatever.
That was easy.
Yeah, I guess it was.
What'd you do with...
Hey, man.
Oh, hey, Drew.
Did you guys hear about Thomas Mikowski?
But they got laid off?
No, man, check it out. Last week, right after he found out he was getting laid off, he goes home and tries to kill himself by running the car in the garage.
Is he dead?
No, man, check it out. That wife of his comes home early from work and catches him. So he tries to play it off like nothing happened.
I was... having some trouble with the shifter here. It's jammed. I couldn't get it into drive. I mean reverse.
You okay, Tom?
Then as he's looking at her,
yeah,
he decides he wants to live.
Yeah, I think I'm okay.
Right. Seems to be working now. See you later, honey. Love you.
But then, as soon as he backs out of his driveway, he gets slammed big time by a drunk driver.
Is he okay?
Sort of. He broke both his wrists, legs, a couple of ribs, his back. But check it out, he's gonna get a huge settlement out of this. Like seven figures. He's getting out of the hospital tomorrow and he's gonna throw a big party this weekend to celebrate. We're all invited. I'm thinking I might take that new chick from logistics. If things go well, I might be showing her my O face. Oh, oh, oh. You know what I'm talking about. Oh. Yeah. Right. See you guys there.
Wow. Our last day at Initech.
I can't believe they have security escort us out.
Like we're going to steal something.
I stole something.
Oh, yeah. I guess we all did.
No. I stole something else.
What did you steal?
Call it a going-away present.
But the ghetto, taking short steps one foot at a time and kept my head low and never let go. Cause if I let go, then I'd be spineless. I'm going insane.
I'm thinking my mind, yeah, goes out of control and touch on subjects motherfuckers read about. I touch on the shit that they be leaving out. I've seen this motherfuckers not smoking. I've seen this, I bet you motherfuckers will too. Because it's time, motherfucker, die, motherfucker, steal. Die, motherfucker, die, motherfucker, steal.
I think it's something in the water, man. It's got to be in the water.
Oh, fuck. Chips on the kitchen screen again. With guillotine for men. I walk around town with a frown on my face. But the whole world finna get your murder case. To the murder rate.
Make it crease if you're caught up in the world while it's dying. I guarantee you fry, cause I'm on the verge of knocking. I'm down for no reason. Once I get down, I'll be no breathing. It's secret.
There's got nothing keys. To
I'm driving. Nothing's gonna be okay.
Listen,
all right?
Peter.
Okay? It's fun and exciting. I gotta go. All right? Joanna's coming over. All right? Don't worry. You're worrying. All right? Monday morning, we're gonna check the account balance. Everything will be okay. Don't miss Tom's barbecue. I'll see you there. All right? Good night.
Back up in your ass with the resurrection.
Hey, what were you guys celebrating last night?
I'm not really at liberty to talk about it. I really can't. Alright, so when the subroutine compounds the interest, right, it uses all these extra decimal places that just get rounded off. So we simplified the whole thing, and we round them all down and just drop the remainder into an account that we opened.
So you're stealing?
No, you don't understand. It's very complicated. It's aggregate, so I'm talking about fractions of a penny here. And over time, they add up to a lot.
Oh, okay. So you're going to make a lot of money, right?
Yeah.
Right? It's not yours?
Well, it becomes ours.
How is that not stealing?
I don't think that I'm explaining this very well. The 7-Eleven, right?
Mm-hmm.
You'd take a penny from the tray.
From the crippled children?
No, that's the jar. I'm talking about the tray. The pennies for everybody.
Oh, for everybody. Okay.
Yeah. Well, those are whole pennies.
Right.
All right? I'm just talking about fractions of a penny here, okay? But we do it from a much bigger tray, and we do it a couple of million times. So what's wrong with that?
I don't know. It just seems wrong.
It's not wrong. Inatech is wrong. Inatech is an evil corporation, all right? Tchotchkes is wrong. Doesn't it bother you that you have to get up in the morning and you have to put on a bunch of pieces of flair?
Yeah, but I'm not about to go in and start taking money from the register.
Well, maybe you should. You know, the Nazis had pieces of flair, but they made the Jews wear.
What?
Look, we don't have to talk about this now. Let's just go to the barbecue, all right?
Okay.
Michael! Samir! How you doing?
Hey, Tom.
Hello, Tom.
Yeah, I'd like to meet my lawyer, Rob Newhouse. Rob, Michael.
How you doing, Michael?
Samir?
Samir.
Peter! How are you? I'm glad you could make it.
Tom, hi. This is somebody I'd like you to meet. This is Joanna.
Hi.
Hi. Forgive me for not getting up. Peter, come here a minute. I want to show you something.
Well, what do you think? It's a prototype.
Huh, that's exactly as you described it. Listen, I heard about your settlement. Congratulations.
Well, thanks, Peter. You know, I'm glad you're here, because I wanted to talk to you. I know how you get depressed about your job and all, and I just wanted you to know that I know how you feel. I used to be the same way.
Really?
Sure. Well, maybe I didn't whine as much, but I bet I hated my job even more than you. And I've been doing it for over 30 years.
Wow.
Just remember, if you hang in there long enough, good things can happen in this world. I mean, look at me.
Thanks, Tom.
Oh, sure.
Conjugal visits? Not that I know of. No, minimum security prison is no picnic. I have a client in there right now. He says the trick is, kick someone's ass the first day or become someone's bitch. Then everything will be all right. Why do you want to ask anyone?
No, we were just saying stuff. Sorry. It's...
Hey, Peter.
Jill.
That's something about old Smikowski, huh?
Yeah, lucky bastard.
Hey, isn't that the girl that works over at Tchotchke's?
Yeah.
Who's she here with?
She's with me.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, Peter. Right on.
Make sure you wear rubber, dude. Why's that, Drew?
Are you kidding me? She gets around. All right.
She does she?
Oh, yeah. Like a record.
Like with who?
Oh, let's see. How Lumberg fucked her. Let me see who else. Rennie.
Lumberg?
What if you get caught? I just don't know if this was such a good idea.
Yeah, well, maybe it wasn't such a good idea for you to sleep with Lumberg.
What? What are you... All right, Lumberg.
Oh, God. Lumberg.
Peter, what is wrong with you? That was like 2 years ago. But did you know him?
Yeah, I know him. I know him. He's my boss.
He's my unholy, disgusting pig of a boss.
He's not that disgusting.
He represents all that is soulless and wrong. And you slept with him.
Hey, that is none of your business, okay? I didn't ask you who you slept with before we were together. I don't care.
Well, I didn't think you slept with guys like Lumberg.
Listen to you. Who do you think you are? How dare you judge me? I mean, what are you? You think you're some kind of, like, angel here? No, you're just this penny-stealing, wannabe criminal man.
Yeah, well, that may be. But at least I never slept with Lumberg.
Okay, I'm done. I want to get out of the car, okay? Get me that stuff.
Why don't you just call me when you grow up? Oh, wait, you know what? That's probably never going to happen, so just don't call me, okay?
Say hello to Lumberg!
Joanna.
Yeah.
We need to talk. Do you know what this is about?
My flair?
Yeah. Or your lack of flair, because I'm counting and I only see 15 pieces. Let me ask you a question, Joanna. What do you think of a person who only does the bare minimum?
What do I think? You know what, Stan? If you want me to wear 37 pieces of flair like your pretty boy over there, Brian, why don't you just make the minimum 37 pieces of flair?
Well, I thought I remembered you saying that you wanted to express yourself.
Yeah, you know what? Yeah, I do. I do want to express myself. Okay? Then I don't need 37 pieces of flair to do it. All right? There's my flair. Okay? And this is me expressing myself. Okay? There it is. I hate this job. I hate this goddamn job, and I don't need it.
Oh, shit.
Shit, 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 shit. Bitch, shit, this is a fuck.
Son of a...
I, bitch, shit.
What happened?
You tell me, Michael, it's your software.
Yes, it's your software.
You know, corporate accounting is sure as hell going to notice 305,326.13, Michael.
Oh, shit.
They probably won't know it's gone for another 3 or 4 days.
Michael, you said the thing was going to take 2 years.
What happened?
You said the thing was supposed to work.
Technically, it did work.
No, it didn't. Did not work, Michael. Okay?
Okay. I must have put a decimal point in the wrong place or something. Shit, I always do that. I always mess up some mundane detail.
Oh! Well, this is not a mundane detail, Michael!
Hey, quit getting pissed at me, all right? This is all your idea, asshole. All right. Okay, all right, let's try not to get pissed off at each other, all right?
Let's just calm down. Let's try to figure this thing out together. The first thing we gotta do is we gotta close that account before it gets any bigger.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear mother. Happy birthday to you.
Dad.
That looked terrific. Here, Peg, you want to get everybody started there? Oh, that is terrific. Just terrific. Thanks, everybody. Really, I really, really appreciate it. Very special.
Now, Milton, don't be greedy. Let's pass it along and make sure everyone gets a piece.
Hey, but last time I didn't receive a piece, and I was told that
Just pass.
Okay. The cake. There's lots of cake, but there are many people. The ratio of people to cake is too many.
Is there some way to just give the money back?
What do you mean, just hand them a check for the exact amount they're missing? I think they'd figure that out.
Well, we have to do something.
Maybe we could launder the money.
That's a great idea. Okay, how do we do that?
I don't know. I don't even know what it means. I was hoping you knew. I think coke dealers do it.
Okay, all right. Do we know any coke dealers?
My cousin's a cokehead. Fuck. We're in deep shit.
Yes, we are in very, very deep shit.
Milton?
Yes.
What's happening?
I wanted to
say, Milton, you know what'd be great?
Wait, no.
Since you're down here, it would be really great if you could just sort of...
Take care of the cockroach problem we've been having in here.
No, that's really not my job, and I haven't received my paycheck this week.
For now, why don't you go ahead and get yourself a flashlight and a can of pesticide and crawl down...
Bill, we need you upstairs right away. We got a big problem. Big. Some major glitch in accounting. A lot of money missing. We've got an investigator here.
Excuse me? Excuse me.
but okay, but that's the last straw.
Here we go, here we go. Launder. To clean? No, wash.
Here it is.
To conceal the source of money as by channeling it through an intermediary. To conceal the source of money.
Doesn't really help us, Michael.
I can't believe what a bunch of nerds we are. We're looking up money laundering in a dictionary.
Yeah, well, you guys can both eat my ass, okay?
I can't believe Joanna slept with Lundberg. That's what I can't believe.
Yeah, you didn't know that?
Yeah, you didn't know that?
A couple years ago, before he moved to Atlanta.
You mean Ron Lundberg? The Intertrode guy? The young guy?
Yeah, who'd you think I meant, Bill? Fucking, her children would have hooves.
Ron's not related to Bill, is he?
Who's that? All right, nobody panic. Probably just Lawrence.
Good evening, sir. My name is Steve. I come from a rough area. I used to be addicted to crack, but now I'm off and trying to stay clean.
Okay.
That is why I'm selling magazine subscriptions.
No.
And
no.
I was hoping that you could help me out.
You used to be addicted to crack?
Yeah, look, I'm very sorry. I do not know anything about any money laundering.
No, we're not asking you about money laundering. All we need is for you to hook us up with
Michael,
the right
if he doesn't
people,
know anybody he wants to hook us up with, no, he doesn't know anybody.
Wait a minute. You just give us the name of one drug dealer. I mean, I could talk to him. I have good networking skill.
I lied. All the stuff I said about being a crackhead just helps me sell magazines. I'm actually an unemployed software engineer.
You're a software engineer?
Yep.
Things, it must be very rough for you.
Actually, man, I make more money selling magazine subscriptions than I ever did in Intertrode.
At Intertrode?
Wait a minute, you're not going to tell anybody about all this stuff we told you. I mean, we know a lot of the same people. That's...
Actually, that all depends.
What am I going to do with 40 subscriptions to Vibe?
I never should have done this. What were we thinking? You know what I can't figure out? How is it that all these stupid Neanderthal mafia guys can be so good at crime, and smart guys like us can suck so badly at it?
We're new to it, though. If we had more experience...
No. You know what I think? I think we're screwed. I think there's enough evidence all over that building to link us to this. Even if we could launder money, I wouldn't want to. What we've done is bad enough. We get caught laundering money, we're not going to white-collar resort prison. No. We're going to federal pound-me-in-the-ass prison.
I don't want to go to any prison. Why the hell did I do this? I've never done anything wrong in my whole life. We weren't thinking clearly because you told us we were losing our jobs. And now look at us. We're worried about going in a prison.
Don't worry about it. I'll think of something.
I'm going home.
Me too.
You are a very bad person, Peter.
Lawrence, you awake?
Yeah.
You want to come over?
No, thanks, man. I don't want you fucking up my life, too. God damn.
And in light of the senselessness of these heinous crimes that you have committed against Initech, I hereby sentence you, Michael Bolton, and Samir Nanadjibat, to a term of no less than 4 years in a federal pound-me-in-the-ass prison. Peter Gibbons, you've led a trite and meaningless life. And you're a very bad person.
Thank you.
Hey.
You're not working at Chotsky's anymore, huh?
No, I got fired.
What happened?
I flipped off my boss. Some customers. Actually, a line cook, but he just happened to be standing there, so...
I might be going away for a while. To jail. You were right about that computer scam. That was a bad idea. I'm gonna take the blame for it, I decided. I'm on my way now to return the money and leave a confession under Lumberg's door. Joanna, I want to apologize. I had no right to get pissed off at you about Lumberg. Lumberg is not my problem. It wasn't even the right Lumberg. I don't know why I can't just go to work and be happy. Like I'm supposed to, like everybody else.
Peter, most people don't like their jobs. But you go out there and you find something that makes you happy.
Yeah. Well, I may never be happy at my job, but I think that if I could be with you, that I could be happy with my life. I've been a real asshole. But if you could give it another shot, I promise
okay,
you, Joanna.
Up.
Whoa, hey, what's going on here? Get a room, you two.
I hate that guy.
Mr. Lumberg told me to talk to payroll, and then payroll told me to talk to Mr. Lumberg, and I still haven't received my paycheck, and he took my stapler, and he never brought it back, and then they moved my desk to storage room B, and there was garbage on it, and I don't appreciate it.
Why don't you go back down and sit at your desk? Mr. Lumberg should be here any minute.
Mr. Lumberg.
Just go sit at your desk, okay?
Okay, but I'm going to just... I'm telling you right now, my desk is located in the basement. I'm just going to have to take my paper back because it's my paper and I don't miss it. It's my paper. It's my paper. It's a swing line. I've been using it for a long time. It doesn't kind of nearly as much.
Lawrence, you in there?
Ooh. Hey, Peterman.
Hey. So I might be going away for a while.
Yeah, I know, man. It's a bummer, dude. What can I say?
Yeah. Well, time to go face the music. You take care of yourself
all
if
right.
I don't see you, all right?
You too, man. Take care of you, bud.
All right.
Hey, Peter.
Yeah.
Watch out for your cornhole, bud.
Okay, Lawrence.
Thank you. a look at that.
But you don't want that, Peter, man. That's toasted, man.
I think I know someone who might want this.
Hey, man. Wanna go to lunch?
Drop mine in a pail.
Plus, Joanna's supposed to come by a little later.
So, how'd you like your new job?
It's not too bad. Not too bad. How's Penetrode?
Intertrode.
Intertrode.
Era?
It's work.
Yeah. Yeah.
Probably get your job there if you want.
Yeah. No, thanks. I'm doing good here.
So, we're gonna be okay, right?
Yeah. I think the fire pretty much took care of everything.
I wonder if the money burned up. It would be a shame.
Yeah.
So you sure you don't want us to get your job?
That's one thing I'm definitely sure of.
Okay. All right, Chief.
You guys take care, all right?
Okay.
All right. Stay in touch, man.
Okay, will do. This isn't so bad, huh? Making bucks, getting exercise, working outside.
Fucking A.
Fucking A.
Excuse me, senor. May I speak to you, please? I asked for a Mai Tai, and they brought me a pina colada. And I said no salt. No salt for the margarita, but it had salt on it.
There's
big grains
señor.
Of salt on Los Cientos. But happens again, I won't be leaving a tip. Because I could shut this whole resort down. Sir? I had to take my traveler's check to a competing resort.
That's quite a letter. You are afforded tourism and I could have this place condemned.
I could put strychnine in the guacamole. There was salt on the glass, big grains of salt.
Give a ride on the old bone roller coaster.
Every morning, you waking up yawning to the sound of your alarm clock alarming. About an hour from now, you should be at your place of employment, which is annoying because it's so boring. Your co-workers be talking.
They don't come back in a dress, man. Big face.
I wonder why your workload is so enormous. Because your boss just laid off 3/4 of the whole office. People get depressed, they get ulcers from the stress that the corporate environment causes. Regardless of how you ultimately want to solve this, seems to me like you got 1 in 4 choices. You could take a new job offer for more tips, stick it out a little longer or forfeit. So my advice to anybody,
I'm working at Hooters now, you know, it's very cool.
And this job and shoving, I ain't shoving it. Take this job and shoving. S-O-B, tell them the S-H-O-V-E, the J-O-B. Put your middle finger up slowly, put it close enough to his face so he can examine it closely. Say, I ain't working here no more, who do you think you are? Rip your apron off, throw it on the floor, run to the door, to the payphone, make a toll-free call. Tell your spouse what happened and where you are, so they can come and get you in the car later on and help you search for a new 9-to-5 job. If the unemployment line ain't that long, you can take your time filling out W-9 forms. Eventually, you get on if you try hard enough, and you get money if you keep punching your time hard enough. Maybe you hate it, maybe you love it, but if you hate it, all you gotta do is get mad and take the boss to take this job and shove it. I ain't shoving it. Take this job and shove it. I ain't shoving it. Take this job and shove it. I ain't shoving it. Take this job and shove it.
comfortable spaces, or get thrown down in the basement. Get your cycle confiscated. You constantly waiting for a paycheck. 12 months pass by and you still ain't paid yet. Here's an optimistic motto: if you ever late for today, you can say you early for tomorrow. Most 9 to 5s are hard, cause the description of the job ain't no picnic in the park. People get high